Raj Jain, you have taken over my desk here. You're going to show us a little bit about Listos.
Yes, we're going to talk about Listos.
Tell me a little bit about who you are and the group that you're with.
So I'm with Microsoft Live Labs. Listos is a tech preview from Microsoft Live Labs, available at listos.labs.live.com. Listos is a tool that allows you to work with the fundamental data types, which all of us use, lists in some form or other, to be able to create, manage, and share lists online.
Cool.
And as with every other product from Microsoft Live Labs, the goal is to experiment with web-centric technologies, and we want to create a vibrant community around a very basic data type called lists.
How many people are on the group that's behind Listos?
So behind Listos, essentially, it was a very small group of people, those were involved. We had three engineers, and I was PMing it, and we had a designer. So it was a pretty small, compact group.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, we wanted to experiment with this idea and come up with it.
How'd you come up with the name?
It's a funny short story plus a long story, but I'll just give you the short version of it.
Give me a medium version.
Okay. So Listos is a Spanish term for lists, and that's how it came up. Essentially, what happened was, like, we were looking for a really nice name for lists, and lists being so generic, we couldn't find an interesting domain name, so we were just brainstorming around it. So one of our developers, who happens to be from Brazil, he said, how about Listos, because it's Portuguese/Spanish for lists, and we stuck with it, and we ran it. So it's unique, it conveys the message, it's short, and I'm sure everyone will like it.
Cool. Let's take a look and
sure. This is the home page. And as you can see, we're giving you a quick glimpse of what's going on in the community, of what the top tags are, what are some of the lists that are interesting. And you can dive in straight away from here and look at lists that are tagged books. And you can click on a book and see it. These are all community lists.
So let me ask you, what kind of list is this targeting? Is this like a shopping list, or is this like a project management list, or something for me just to keep a list for my friends of my CDs, or all the above?
So all the above is the right answer. Lists are so generic. I'll give you an example. Is like common trends of how people use lists are that they will write up a to-do list for themselves and send them in email, or maybe they'll be browsing the web and be looking for interesting places to go when they are on vacation, let's say to Hawaii. And they copy and paste all those kind of things into a Word document and save it somewhere. Or they might use OneNote to do project collaboration and stuff.
It's stuck on some computer.
Yeah,
it's
stuck on
some
Exactly.
It's in an email. And,
exactly.
Yeah.
With Listos, you can create any kind of list. You can keep it private to yourself. Or if you want to collaborate, you just make it publicly available with your friends, and they can collaborate, they can view. And essentially, the data type is very simple. It's lists.
So you can set friends that can change your lists?
Yes. So lists that are publicly writable or which are editable by your friends, they can change it.
Cool.
But we have a cool feature. It's like you can always look back as to what changes were made so that you can revert back to the ones that you want to keep.
Nice.
So let's get started. You can sign in. Once you sign in, and this is using Windows Live ID. And your homepage essentially is a dashboard of all the things that you have been doing, like the recent activity, your recently created list, who your friends are, what your tags are. And we also have a small section of recommendation. Based on the kind of list that you create, we recommend you some list which might be of interest to you. For example, here are my friends, and you might be curious to ask, like, how come some of my friends are bigger than the others? It essentially is conveying the message that they have more interesting lists, or they have more lists, and I can just dive into them.
More interesting is being more popular with people.
More popular with people. So I can look at them. So even though there are very few lists, these are very popular, so it surfaced up on the top. My lists, which are not that very interesting, but I have a few here. For example, I created a list called one-liners. Essentially, I was trying to come up with an interesting list that I wanted to share with my friends because I've been seeing TV shows and movies, and I come across one-liners, and I just wanted to keep them as a collective piece.
Yeah.
And I have found that other people have come in and added to it. I just started with three, and then you can one of my friends came in and added a couple more.
Yeah.
So you can see the collaboration aspect of it. There's a fun experience to it, a vibrant community aspect to it. And creating lists is very simple. So once your editor comes up, you can just simply start typing. It's as simple as that. So for example, I want to create a list of things that I want to make sure that I have for my barbecue this weekend. So essentially, invites. And then I can add the name of people who I want to send it to. And keyboard shortcuts are there. So I can just do a shift tab, and I can start going to the next item. So I can go ahead and say menu. And pizza sounds good.
Where do I find a list of all the keyboard shortcuts I can use?
You can find them in your Getting Started. There's
okay.
a tour. That's a helpful way. But even you could use indent and outdent in the toolbar.
Yeah.
So everything is out here. You can indent and out there. And now I can set the permission over here to make it a writable list so that other friends of mine can save it as well.
Cool. So now it's public. And
now it's public. Now my friends can see a list that has come in. And let's say if my friends wanted to look... If my friends wanted to go ahead and look at this list, all that they needed to do was go to my page and look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend page is like, if you look at it, we have very friendly URLs in the sense like I can essentially just go to listas.labs.lab.com
mm-hmm.
/user/Raj, and you will see all my public lists. So it's not that you have to figure out a convoluted, puzzling URL to find out where my lists are.
Yeah.
And, for example, I will also show you another interesting feature of Listas is like buzzwords. Buzzword is a list that a friend of mine created. It's a very interesting list. Now, I wanted to copy this list and paste it on my other pages on my blog post.
Mm-hmm.
I could do one of two things. I could copy the entire text and paste it in, or I could just take the link from here and put it in my blog page.
Mm-hmm.
So it's as simple as just going into the export, which essentially is the RSS version of this list, copy this URL, paste it in, and voila, I have the list embedded into my blog page.
Mm-hmm.
So RSS syndication is available. You can also subscribe to RSS. While this is not an RSS reader, we want to be very clear about it. What essentially is that if you are interested or you have subscribed to certain RSS feeds, you can just copy the URL, and once you come back to your list, you can always see what are the current posts. So if you're just one of those people who is looking at the interesting posts for a given feed for the day, you
yeah.
can just look at that.
Or you could use this for your grocery list and subscribe to that on a mobile device and go to the store, and there you go.
That's an interesting idea, and I believe that a lot of users will see that as a very important and a very useful use of Listas.
And you could probably also use this RSS in like Popfly.
Absolutely.
And use that and make a little gadget for your sidebar or for your web page.
You got it.
Cool.
Exactly. One cool thing that I wanted to show you is like you would have seen that on the homepage we have a link called Toolbar. And I've already installed it here on your machine, Larry.
Mm-hmm.
So this Toolbar is a very interesting thing. You remember when I was mentioning is like people essentially go to the web, find interesting pieces, and they want to save it for later consumption. So essentially what they do is like they copy it to the clipboard and then they save it. With Listas, we're making it very easy. We want to make the experience one click. We want to be able to save it to a list, which you can access it from anywhere. So let's just go to live.com and let's do a search. For example, I wanted to do a search on Hawaii. Vacation. And here, now I can choose to say show clippings. And as you can see, this toolbar has essentially outlined the pieces on the results which are clippable, which are units in themselves. For example, it says add. Let's see what this drop-down does. Essentially says there is a default list which it is suggesting to me is like it could say, you know, what your live web search clippings, I could save it there.
Mm-hmm.
but would you want to save it somewhere else? I could do that too. I could create a new list and say, you know what? I want to save all my Hawaii-related stuff to a list that I want to create. Bingo. I create it here. The list gets created there. And essentially, this item got added. So I can go back to my list. And you will see that Hawaii-related list has been created with the snip that we just copied. Mm-hmm. So it's as simple as that. Now, there are certain sites for which you may not have the clippings, which the clippings may not have been defined, and we make it very easy and very intuitive for you to be able to do that. For example, Dig. I go to Dig quite a bit to see what are the stories that are bubbling to the top, and I like reading it. But sometimes, once in a while, I want to save a story for a later time. So I could just start doing defined clippings. With defined clippings, I click Add, we layer it, and now it's as easy as you keep clicking to the section that you find it very interesting. We are walking the HTML.
Yeah, so it's like digging down into the structure of the HTML.
Yeah, you keep digging down, and there you have it. All the modules that are of interest are available now. Now I can just click OK, close it, and every time I come back to this page, this outline will be available.
Cool. And does that persist between computers when you log in, or is that you have to do it on each one?
Not at this time.
Yeah.
We know that this is one of the things that our users will want, and very soon we will have a community aspect of it, where if you as a user have defined an interesting clipping for a given web page, essentially anybody could use it. Mm-hmm. So it would get stored centrally, and next time you come in, you will see a message to say, hey, there's a new clipping available. Clipping definition available for this website. Would you want to download it? I can just say that go to http://listers.labs.live.com and enjoy the product, and don't have to worry about emailing or saving it to OneNote or creating a Word document of your list anymore. Enjoy listing, share it with your friends, and let us know how you're doing.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thanks.